The cheapest way to save a heart. He's warm. That's where I imagine him anyway, a mostly positive counter to my ever-cold ribs. I imagine he weaves his fingers through each bone as if my lungs could collapse spontaneously. White milk bones clashes with gorgeous tan skin. Or that my heart will fracture, sink to the bottom of my lungs, ribs break, then dissolve. He rides a greyhound here, presumably in flannel attire. I'm more interested to read what he writes on the bus ride back home to Georgia. Peaches frozen in the snow. Maybe we'll preserve it for next year. How sweet. We pop off the top of thrifted mason jars, so I'm finally full. My ribs won't collapse inside my body, saving my heart.